Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday. The lines are getting a little bit longer now since it's the Christmas season. Shopping has picked up. Tensions have picked up. Seen some of that. But has somebody, maybe this Christmas season, maybe just at some point, just let you cut in line? Said, here, take my spot. Why don't you go ahead of me? Doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's a nice feeling. It feels like a little gift. This happened last week. I was with my daughter. We're at Walgreens. We're in the checkout line. It's late. We're tired. We had a long day. We had to take her leopard gecko lizard to the reptile vet. That's another story. So we're headed home. Her lizard's okay, which is the good news. But lizards in the car, they need a lot of heat. It's kind of chilly. So we wanted to run in quickly. I had these FedEx boxes to drop off. Great, nobody's there. We drop off the boxes, but we're starving. So we grab just a couple snacks to hold us over till we get home to get some dinner. But in that little time frame, just going down the aisle to get like a granola bar, we come back. There are eight people in line, one person at the register, no self-checkout, and people with carts at Walgreens with lots and lots of stuff. I must have grumbled out loud, which I didn't realize, but the woman in front of us, she has a number of things. She has a cart. And she turns around and says, would you like to go ahead of me? For some reason, this time, that moment just hit me. I don't know why. It was maybe her smile. She was so peaceful. I don't know what it was, but I was so moved by her kindness that then I felt like I had to do something because she didn't have to do that. I don't deserve this. She was in line first. In my head, I'm thinking, maybe I'll give her some cash. That's what I'm going to do. I'll give her like a tip. Her small action reminded me of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And that's a gift. And gifts are things that we don't have to prove how good we are or return the favor. We say thank you. We are meant to just receive it. That is hard for me to do, even in my faith. Because I feel like I've got to return the favor. I've got to measure up. I got to show God how much I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. It's great to live out our lives in faith and for Christ. But there is no debt that we owe. No debt.